You're with SBS Radio.
Isa sa pitong estudyante ng pamantasan sa Australia ay nagsasabing hindi nila makayanang makabili ng pagkain at iba pang mga pangunahing bilihin at ang mga katutubo ang pinakalubhang naapektuhan. Nanawagan ng mga nagtatrabaho sa sektor sa pampederal na pamahalaan na dagdagan ang suporta ng pera para sa mga estudyante at sinabing ang kasalukuyang antas ay hindi sapat para mabayaran ang mga gastusin sa pang-araw-araw. Narito ang ulat ni Natara Cosoleto at Zonia Hedeman na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Napag-alaman sa isang bagong pagtatanong na mas dumaraming mga estudyante sa pamantasan ng Australia ang nagugutom. Napag-alaman sa ulat ng Universities Australia na isa sa 7 estudyante noong taong 2017 ay regular na pumapasok na hindi nakakakain at walang pangunahing kagamitan dahil hindi sila makabili ng mga ito. Para sa mga regional na estudyante mula sa mahihirap na pamilya, ang bilang na iyon ay tumataas sa 20% ng mga estudyante habang 25% ng mga katutubo ang pumapasok na gutom dahil sa kahirapan. Sinabi ng punong tagapangasiwa ng Universities Australia, Catriona Jackson, ang mga estudyanteng mula ibayong dagat ay naghihikahos din.
There are some additional pressures if you come from an overseas country. Think about it. They can't go home for dinner. So if you're a 17-year-old or 18-year-old who really is a bit short, in some cases you can pop home to mum and dad or aunt and uncle for, you know, the big Sunday night tea, and that helps quite a lot. You can't pop home to Malaysia, China or Indonesia for dinner with your parents. I think also there's a sense in which for international students, these struggles are somehow just born within their own community, so it can be isolating.
Napag-alaman sa ulat na ang taunang media nakita para sa isang full-time na estudyante ay $18,300 at isa sa 3 estudyante ay tinataya ng kanilang pang-araw-araw na gastusin ay mas malaki kaysa sa kanilang kita. Isa sa 3 estudyante na pagtanungan ay nagsabing regular na namimiss nila ang mga lecture at klase sa pamantasan dahil kailangan nilang magtrabaho. Sinabi ni Jackson, marami ang napipilit na ipagpaliban ang kanilang pag-aaral o bawasan ang kanilang load sa pag-aaral para lamang makayanan.
10% of the students surveyed said that they had deferred because of money problems, so they'd left their degree because of money problems. Around 20% said they'd cut their load down to part-time because they just couldn't keep studying full-time. I mean, surely what we want is for students to be able to make the most of that period in which they're studying. So the challenge is spread right across the spectrum, from being concerned about what you can do in terms of being hungry, to working too much, to making those heartbreaking decisions about deferring your course or cutting down to part-time because you just can't afford to keep on attending.
Sa mahigit na 18,500 estudyante na nakibahagi sa pagtatanong, isa sa 3 undergraduate estudyante ay tumatanggap ng suportang kita mula sa pamahalaan tulad ng Austudy, Abstudy o Youth Allowance. Sinabi ng Pangulo ng National Union of Students, Mark Pace, ang patuloy na pagtaas ng gastusin para sa mga estudyante ay lalong nagpapahirap sa kanila na makapag-aral sa pamahalaan.
A research report from UNSW last year showed that a single student, the bare minimum they need to live is about $430 a week, whereas a single rate of new start currently is about $278. So there's a huge gap there between someone who's on income support and the poverty line. And what we need to do is we need to increase the rate of new start, increase the rate of other income support measures for university students so that they can complete their studies and they do have access to further opportunities with their qualifications.
Sinabi ni Pace, maraming mga estudyante sa pamantasan ay tumatanggap ng di sapat na kita mula sa pampederal na pamahalaan. Sinabi niya, ito ay kailangang magbago.
Underemployment is rife, unemployment as well, and on top of that, we've seen a shift towards the punitive welfare system, which rather than supporting our students through their university degree, in many circumstances, actually hindering students by issuing them debt notices and actually working against supporting them throughout their university studies. So we certainly need to see some action taken by the federal government, and we need to see it urgently, otherwise we're going to see effectively turmoil at our universities.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.